Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Come and Talk It with your host, Michael Cargill, brought to you by Texas Law Shield. Over the last decade, Michael has championed and supported the rights of law-abiding Texans to own and use firearms. He is the owner of Central Texas Gunworks, a veteran of the United States Army, and has achieved national exposure in such prestigious media outlets such as Forbes Magazine, Fox Business News, CNN Money, AOL, BBC World News, Huffington Post, and the New York Times. Cargill vigorously defends lawful gun ownership in this country without regard to party politics. And now, here's Michael Cargill.
Good day, Austin, Texas, the live music capital of the world. Let's praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. All right, so today we have in studio Linda Nunu. And, you know, something happened in Austin involving the Austin Police Department. And Linda Nunu was there, and let me tell you, there's a lot of talk about what's going on, but you know what? We're going to get down to the nitty-gritty today. We need to know what's right, what's wrong, what's correct, and what's fake. We're going to find out all that stuff today. Let's get down to it. But check this video out first. All right, so we're going to silence the audio there to the video. And so, going to quiet that down a little bit. And what we have here, for those people that are driving on I-35 or MOPAC and you're listening to us on the radio, we have a motorcycle police officer that actually is arresting Linda, and she's in handcuffs. And he's putting the handcuffs, he has the handcuffs on her, and she's calling for a female officer before she is being searched. She said, "I need a female officer. I need a female officer. I need a female officer." And he then presumes to wipe his hand around her breast, under her breast, and around toward her back. So we're going to talk about that. And was that, you know, some type of sexual assault going on, or, you know, what's happening there? And that's what I want to talk about today. You know, what are some of the things once a person is in custody, they're in handcuffs, should the officer just wait for a female officer to arrive at the scene and then do the search, the pat down? So let's talk about that. Let's break this down. But first, before we get into that, I want to read what the Austin Police Department had to say. APD is aware of a video that is circulating involving the arrest of 40-year-old Rosalinda Nunu Trevino from multiple hazardous traffic violations. Regarding case number 20-1860985, on July 4th, 2020, Austin Police Department motor unit officers were riding their motorcycles behind a protest march to keep people safe from their vehicular traffic. Ms. Trevino was driving a white SUV behind these motor officers. And could we run that video one more time and just keep it going? And Ms. Trevino began to follow the officers very closely with her vehicle and honk her horn continuously. She drove through empty parking spaces and attempted to move her vehicle around the officers' motorcycles. And officers told Ms. Trevino to stay behind their motorcycles to ensure the safety of the people marching. And then Ms. Trevino then stopped her vehicle, ran up to an officer, and requested his badge number, which the officer provided. At the intersection of 2nd Street and Congress Avenue, Ms. Trevino started to honk the vehicle horn a second time and drove through a red light. Ms. Trevino then stopped her vehicle again and approached officers. Ms. Trevino was placed under arrest for multiple hazardous traffic violations to include running a red light, failure to yield the right-of-way to passengers, and improper use of a horn and failure to maintain assured clear distance. As a crowd began to form, officers moved moved Ms. Trevino to the front of an officer's vehicle to conduct a search before transporting her to jail. While conducting the search, he advised Ms. Trevino that a female officer was not available. He conducted the search in front of a police vehicle where a vehicle camera could document and at least one other officer was present as required by APD policy. So inside the studio, I actually have Ms. Linda Nuno, and I want to let her give us her side of the story. Linda, welcome to Come and Talk It.
Hi, Michael. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us first a little bit about yourself. You know, what do you do? What's your occupation?
So I do drug testing. I'm a fellow pharmacist by trade. I give you one of my cards. Of course, I have some medical training. I have a CPR license. I did 6 months of nursing. And I'm one of the main faces that gives, medical aid to any protesters.
So you drug test people?
Yes.
Nice. Oh, my goodness. I don't know if I like you or not.
Honey, I will make you pass. I will make you pass. It's okay.
All right. So Linda does drug testing. Okay. Go ahead, Linda.
Definitely going to save this card.
I knew it.
All right. So Linda, so bring us to July the 4th. You know, what happened on that day?
Well, you know, as you already know and told everybody, I was arrested on July 4th. I don't know if you're aware of it, but there's been three different instances where protesters have been drawn over in the city of Austin by, people that just don't agree with our philosophy.
Okay.
And we have a caravan following these people in order to protect them, right?
Okay.
Because we have developed a community, a sense of community, a real sense of community. And there's, old people, there's kids, there's women, and we were at the Capitol, and we were trying to go all the way to City Hall. Right?
So what you're saying is you're a part of the protesters.
Yes, sir.
So you were in the vehicle that's...
A caravan.
The caravan to protect the protesters.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's something that a lot of people didn't say?
Oh, yeah. Of course not.
Okay.
You know how they try to portray you in order to commit crimes? So long story short, this officer has been teasing me for I don't know how many blocks. But it was just too many for me because my people, my brothers, my sisters, are being at the mercy of whatever vehicle, right? And we have had experiences with that before. So he's just playing chicken with me, you know, swaying, not letting me pass, just taunting me along the way. And yeah, at some point, I had to, like, just go around the police. I tried to go around the police and engage my people and protect them, right? They didn't allow me to do that either. So this officer was telling me that I wasn't part of the protest. And as a matter of fact, it's just so funny because everybody, I have a nickname. I earned my nickname.
What's your nickname?
Oh, you're not going to believe it. Look at me. I'm a 40-year-old woman, right?
But you're a good-looking 40-year-old woman.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, my goodness.
It's okay. I'm single. We'll talk later.
Girl, you better watch it.
You're amazing. So, long story short, this guy just know me for the medical care that I give them and that I'm trying to keep them safe, passing hand sanitizer or mask or whatever is needed, right? When they get pepper spray, they know where to run. When they need, you know, medical assistance with a cot or whatever, they come to me, so they're calling me Protest Mom.
Protest Mom.
Yeah, baby.
All right, hold on, Linda. All right, we're talking with Linda Nuno, and she was actually part of the protesters, and she was actually in a vehicle that was actually there to protect the protesters.
Correct.
And then Linda was arrested, and we're going to talk about, I'm going to read that APD statement again. We come back from the break. We're going to get Linda's side of the story. We're going to get down to the bottom of this. This is Michael Cargill, and you are listening to Come and Talk It.
Hello, this is Gerald Darty, and I'm the Precinct 3 County Commissioner here in Travis County, and you're listening to Come and Talk It.
Worried Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Austin's Talk 1370.
Welcome back to Come and Talk It. And now here's Michael Cargill.
That's right. We're breaking it down today. We're talking to Linda Nuno. She's telling us about what happened on July the 4th. That's right, Independence Day. And you had protesters in Austin protesting, talking about police accountability. And Linda was part of the protesters. She's actually one of the vehicles that was protecting protesters from other vehicles.
She's make the sure protest to get mama.
Michael.
She's the protest mama.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Right. That's right. And so, Linda, tell us about what happened that day. Because APD, the Austin Police Department, said, hey, they're aware of a video that is circulating involving the arrest of 40-year-old Rosalinda Nuno Trevino for multiple hazardous traffic violations. It said, according to the Austin Police Department, the motor unit officers were riding their motorcycles behind a protest march to keep people safe from vehicle or traffic. Ms. Trevino was driving a white SUV behind this motor officers. Ms. Trevino began to follow the officers very closely with her vehicle and honk her horn continuously. She drove through empty parking spaces and attempted to move her vehicle around the officers' motorcycles. The officers told Ms. Trevino to stay behind their motorcycles to ensure the safety of the people marching, and Ms. Trevino then stopped her vehicle, ran up to an officer, and requested his badge number, which the officer provided. At the intersection of the 2nd Street and Congress Avenue, Ms. Trevino started to honk the vehicle horn a second time and drove through a red light. Ms. Trevino then stopped her vehicle again and approached officers. Ms. Trevino was placed under arrest for multiple hazardous traffic violations to include running a red light, failure to yield the right of way to pedestrians, improper use of a horn, and failure to maintain assured clear distance. Now, Ms. Trevino, what do you say?
Hey, I got a real quick question.
Go for it.
When they say that you didn't yield the right of way to pedestrians, are they talking about the protesters?
I'm assuming, yeah.
The ones that were blocking the roadway?
But listen, now here, she's with the protesters.
Yeah.
So how can she not yield the right of way to somebody that she's with?
Exactly. Mm. And you know what, Michael, you are very familiar with this. Cops are well known to put whatever they want on paper. It doesn't matter how much ink they put on paper. History is not going to be changed. Facts don't change. And they don't apply Socratic thinking, and they're not really objective when it comes to facts. And you know that better than anybody. So I want to talk about that statement. I haven't made any public statement, honestly. It's just such a joke for me that I don't think that it's even worth addressing. But you're right. You're right. I need to talk about the story about exactly what happened. So after they arrest me, I passed my cars in order to tell them who I was, that I was indeed with the protesters, that we have a caravan. Why? Because if anybody has been a protester, we know that the public enemy number one is the cops. They are. They are the one who are harassing us, who are pepper spraying us, who are playing ambush. I mean, there's plenty of evidence of that. So, of course, I'm worried about them more than anything, right? So after that, I passed up the cards. This police officer just got into my car, took my keys out of the ignition, and threw them into the street. That is also on video. Now, when they frisked me, they're supposed to do it with the back of the hand. By police protocol, and you know what? I'm just going to use their own rhetoric. I think is the best way to address this matter. There's a full APD policy on how to frisk. And if you go all the way to section number 6.
We actually have a video of their training video. Casey, can you play that?
That would be amazing.
Why you now keep explaining.
Now, this cup should not cope my breast, and neither with a you know, front of his hand go into my butt and just start frisking me just like that. It should be this way, not that way, right? And I just
just so you know, in the background, we're playing the Austin Police Department training video mm-hmm. on how male officers should search a female.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah, so people can line that
way
that
people
up
can,
next to
can see
what actually happened.
What's supposed to happen.
Now, obviously, a training video is not, you know, out in the field, so it's not going to exactly correlate, but regardless, go ahead.
So after they frisking me and then start touching me all over, of course, I'm start having flashbacks. Why? Because back in 2013, I was raped by a cop while I was on Ambien, and yeah, it did have an effect on me.
And I saw a posting on Facebook where someone had a Twitter posting said that this was the same officer.
No, sir.
No.
So that's not true.
No, Brian has been stalking me only for like 9 years, right? Almost 9 years.
So this officer that arrested you was not the same officer.
No, sir, not at all.
Okay.
No.
All right, so we want to clear that up because there's a lot of misinformation going on Twitter, online.
It's just so weird.
Okay.
But no, it's not the same officer. And you know what? That's partially my fault because I haven't been vocal about it. I live, my story is a very hard story to tell. I live it with shame and with a lot of guilt. And I want to apologize for not being more open and forward with everything that has happened to us.
Okay.
I take full responsibility for that.
All right. And then let's go in and talk more about the what happened on that day. All right, so.
So after they arrested me and he just assaulted me in front of everybody. That was the most humiliating thing. Like, at least in 2013, I was raped in private. Now I'm being touched all over in front of everybody. And that was a little bit more, like, it make an impact. It truly make an impact.
Now, let me ask you this. What do you think the officer should have done?
He should have done what policy says, what the law says.
Which is?
If you ask for, you have the right to request for a female officer.
Mm-hmm.
Before they put you in handcuffs, they have to tell you once you're arrested why they arrested you for.
So did he make it aware to you that there was not a female officer available?
Yeah, of course they're gonna say whatever they want, to do whatever they want, of course. And they're not at risk. The protesters are the ones who are at risk. If you don't believe me, just go. Please go to your nearest hospital because there's somebody with a brain injury. And a woman who actually lost her baby.
I covered the protest. I got maced.
Yeah,
and I got
me
hit
too.
With pepper spray. I mean, it's indiscriminate at times.
Yeah.
With how they deal with people, yep. but I you know, according to the official statement, which, as you know, I think everybody would recognize that those can be manipulated. They said that there's not a female officer available.
You know what? That's not my fault. The fact that they don't allow women in the police forces at the same rate and percentage the male officers, I think just it speaks loudly about the kind of misogynistic traits that they have within the department, period.
Now, what
and I don't even know the rates of female officers, but obviously are not enough, especially when we have statistics that say that we have at least 7 women per man in Austin. Give me a break. No.
7 women per man?
Oh, yeah, you're lucky.
Per man.
All right, so what do you have to say to people that say that you're just an anti-police agitator?
Oh, my dear God. You know what? If anybody has a reason to be angry, it has been me for the history that has happened to my daughter. And I can prove every single statement I have made. And I'm a pacifist. Even though you will not find another history like my daughter's, who has been molested, abused, put through Munchausen by proxy, her entire life, who has been in respiratory distress, covered in blisters, in a rash, kidnapped at 5 months old. No. Believe me, if somebody has a right to be angry, it's me. And regardless of that, I am a pacifist. because I have gone the right route. Meaning, and I always have done that.
Meaning what?
Meaning that I have moved and knocked on every single door, every single institution that should be there to help people like us. Meaning that I have spent more than $125,000 going to district courts, Supreme Courts, you name it. I have done everything and more at the point that I end up almost with a social, with an associate on child development.
And what does that have to do with the Austin Police Department?
Because everything. Because there's a whole backstory. We're going to get into that in a minute.
Okay.
You want to, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yes.
I want to get to the crescendo.
The crescendo.
I want to get to the crescendo. Let's get into it.
When did you become an opera singer?
I was a musician.
What are you talking about?
I've been a musician most of my life.
What I want to say is, hypothetically, let's say there was no female officer available, as they say. Whether or not that what they're saying is legitimate, I think what he's asking is, how would a male police officer, how should he have frisked you?
The back of his hand.
Let's play the Austin Police Department video one more time. The training video.
And not the latest pinch at the end when he just pinched
pinched your nipple at the end?
No, not nipple. The
side of your breast.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't do that.
All right, so in the background, we're playing the Austin Police Department training video. And just so you know, give us a call. Our call-in number is 512-543-2284. That's 512-543-2284. Come and talk it. Elizabeth Smith says, you go, girl.
Oh, thank you, Elizabeth. Right. Whatever you are, please stand with us.
Rob Yoder says, hello from Fort Worth.
I think Felicia has some quick words here before the break.
All right, go ahead, Felicia.
So I've watched your video probably 6 or 7 times. I've personally been incarcerated 3 times. Never has a female officer been available to me.
Yeah.
But I have been assaulted more significantly by TSA than that officer did in the video. It is a short video, so I'd like additional details, but he wasn't groping you. He used this part of his hand from what I can see in the video. So, you have been stopped? Probably not. Okay. Maybe don't honk at the cops if you're
sounds,
parked.
That sounds to me
I'm
like an apologist.
Because we're going to go to break and you're going to listen real quick.
That's not right. Especially,
don't shame the victim, but go ahead.
It's completely wrong to be an apologist.
All right, hold that thought. We come back from the break. We're going to talk about this. We're going to break this down a little more. This is Michael Cargill, and you are listening to Come and Talk It.
Peace, this is Mark Toure. You're listening to Come and Talk It Radio with Michael Cargill.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Welcome back to Come and Talk It. And now here's Michael Cargill.
That's right. We're talking about what happened on July the 4th here in Austin, Texas. We're talking with Linda Nunez. We're talking about what happened when protesters were marching in Austin, Texas. And she was in one of the vehicles protecting the protesters. And the Austin police officers arrested her for several things. I don't know what the charges were. What were the charges?
Whatever they want, actually. They make charges left and right.
All right. And so they said that Linda was interfering with, you know, their operations and what they were doing. So they arrested her for that or whatever they arrested her for. Felicia, what were you saying before we went to break?
Yeah. And just real quick, before anyone calls me a bootlicker, like, I've been on the show for 3 years and I think I've spoken in favor of a police department once, and I think I'd had at least three drinks that day. So if you call me a bootlicker, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not even saying that she should have been stopped. Maybe in the future, coordinate better so that they know that you're part of the caravan. If that officer, whose badge number you have, so you can run this up the chain of command, was actually playing chicken with you, and you have video of that, well, that's something that should probably be on social media and part of the conversation. But what I'm saying is, in the video that I have seen on the Come and Talk It page, it does not look like he's groping you. And if the argument here is simply that you shouldn't have been stopped and you feel like you were not properly Mirandized and your charges were not...
I wasn't Mirandized at all. Yeah, I wasn't Mirandized at all.
Let me finish my sentence before you chime in, because it just saves us a lot of time.
And the attitude?
Air.
And the attitude, but, even better. Yeah. If you change that attitude, it will save you even more time. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. It will serve you the entire life.
Go ahead, Felicia.
So it sounds like there's a lot here for you to be angry about, and there's a lot here for you to converse about with APD, and there's a lot here for you to take action on. Sexual assault in this situation is not one of them.
Why do you say that?
Because I've watched the video 6 or 7 times. I just watched the training video. It's in the field. You were pulling on him. You were yelling at him. And again, I'm not victim blaming. I'm just saying that in this situation, I don't think it cries to sexual assault. He was not groping you. There was no grasping of any breast tissue in the video that I've seen. So if you have additional footage, please let us show that on air so that our viewers can see it. But I did not see in the video where any breast tissue was grabbed. It looked like he ran his hand along the bottom of where your bra would be, which is typically where women will put weapons.
Linda?
Oh, are you finished?
Your condescending attitude is not going to win you any fans here, honey.
And guess what?
Oh, watch the F word.
Oh, sorry. For a rapist and for
an
assault.
I'm not talking about any rapist.
I'm sorry.
I'm talking about this situation here.
I respected your time.
No, you didn't.
I ask you to do the same. Now, you know what? I'm not even going to address that. I'm just going to make a quote. There's a special place in hell for women who don't help other women.
There's also a special place in hell for people who claim false sexual assault.
And guess what? This is my breast, and I know what happened to them. I was there. I felt it. There is plenty of evidence, and I have plenty of witnesses. So I'm not even going to defend what I don't have to. Facts are facts. History cannot be removed. It's all over the internet. I know what I felt. And that's it. That's the end of the story.
Okay.
Period. Now, I wasn't non-Mirandized partially. I wasn't Mirandized at all. Period. As a matter of fact, I have to tell the officer to stop putting me in duress, which is what she's trying to do. Stop putting me in duress.
If I was going to put you in duress, you'd be in duress.
I wish there was a female officer that was out there just
listening.
You know
what, Michael? After this, she interrupts me again. I'm out of here. Thank you. So, like I was saying, he didn't even Mirandize me. He didn't tell me why I was being arrested. And once in the patrol, he tried to put me in arrest. I had to clarify him. And you can get the CAD report. Please, if you can, please do get the CAD report. When I told him to stay to the protocol, stick to the protocol. They have done a lot of damage by then. It was enough. Then they took me to the Travis County Jail. And the first thing that I heard is this officer or sheriff or whatever it was tell me, oh, you're a hottie one, or you're hot, or something like that. And that should be also in the CAD report.
And it should be on the, you should have been wearing a camera too.
What
so it should
camera?
Be like a body cam.
Oh, yeah, the $21 million that they spend on that equipment,
right,
when there was also another offer for $3 million. And you know what? I want to talk about those cameras.
Okay.
Because we don't only need cameras on the officers. We need cameras in family courts. We need cameras in criminal courts.
What do you say? Because Teresa says, Linda is full of inflammatory remarks. Rein her in, please. What do you say to people that say that you're full of inflammatory remarks?
Yeah, you know what? If they dare to look into my life and my history and with my baby, I would dare them to put themselves in my shoes and put their babies to the abuse that they have done to my baby. And I guarantee you, if they will not make inflammatory demands or remarks or whatever, there's something wrong with that woman.
And then Elizabeth says, I followed Linda's story for years, and she's a victim. Her daughter is a victim.
Yes.
They're discussing the protests and her other story, which is a well documented about being a victim of APD for years.
Yes.
Why is she saying your daughter is a victim of APD?
Because she has been. She has been. So I was raped in 2013. This cop started harassing me. He came to my house because of a domestic violence call, and he got infatuated. Long story short, he started stalking me, getting information. He knew that I was taking sleeping pills. And
why are you taking sleeping pills?
I was going through a breakup, and I went to Mexico and got their sleeping pills.
All right. In the room that I get my medicine. No, I'm saying I don't get my medicine from Mexico. I slipped that up. That was a slip up. No one's paying attention in the studio. They're not even listening to me. They're all on their phones right now. They don't even know I slipped up. Go ahead.
And then, so after so long, after this harassment over, and I was engaged at the time, I thought that he will stop. I thought that after he got what he wanted,
mm-hmm.
he will just go away.
Right.
It didn't happen that way. He wasn't not just harassing
me. So go a little bit more in detail with that. So this officer responded to a domestic call.
Correct. 2012.
And then took it a little further. How did he take a little further?
Well,
and this is an Austin police officer.
Correct.
What was his name?
I'm going to try to be smart about it, and mm-hmm. I'm just going to call him Brian.
You call him who? It?
Brian.
Okay.
His name.
All right.
Yeah, just Brian. So he started following my ex-fiance to his work, parking outside his office. He start following us around. We will bump into him into HEV. We will bump into him at the laundromat because we were like very poor back then.
Right.
Just this guy will not stop. He will call me, you know, although he knew I was still with my fiance.
Okay.
His name is Christopher Bush. And we're still friends to this day. I'm friends with every single ex I ever had. The only person that will not give me a room just to escape is Brian. So he's willing to testify. As a matter of fact, he was subpoenaed to surrender his testimony at court, and they will not let them. They will not, any subpoenas that I presented will not serve. So he was harassing me. He was calling me. And then Christopher and I broke up. And now that there was no man to respect, and because I was just, you know, single, I was supposed to be at his service and ready to be, you know, for him or whatever. Mm. And I'm sorry, women come with feelings, and I might know of their own, like it or not. And so that's the problem. So after he started coming, knocking on the door, random hours of the day.
To your house?
Yeah, to
this
my
police
apartment.
Officer.
Yes.
So a police officer comes to your house after this incident, after this call, to randomly knock on your door.
Whenever he knew that I wasn't with Christopher, he will stop by. He will, you know, it was just so weird. So weird. And after that, after Christopher and I broke up, he started even more insidiously coming after me.
Mm.
It was just freaking scary. It was so I didn't know how to handle it. I didn't ask her for help because of, you know, that kind of attitude.
What kind of attitude?
It's not enough what they do to you. If somebody's following you, it's okay. They didn't touch you. And if they touch you, they didn't touch you hard enough. And if they touch you hard enough, oh, you know what? At least you survive.
Mm.
And if you survive, I mean, it's a never-ending game. This has to stop. This has to stop.
All right.
As a society.
Felicia?
So when you say a comment like that, you're giving me side eye here in the studio, just so those on the radio and watching online can see. I'm not saying that he didn't do it hard enough. I'm saying that he followed protocol. 100%. 100% he followed protocol. We literally watched your video. Shame we watched your training you. Video. And shame then we watched you. Your video again. There's no shame here, darling.
Shame on you.
I'm looking at the facts.
No.
I'm 100% looking at the facts no that way. I've seen. And if you want to come in and talk about the awful, awful thing that happened to you in 2013, 100%, let's do it. Let's sit here and talk about what needs to change in APD yes. and what has changed at APD in the past 7 years.
What?
But let's not,
please tell
let's
me.
Not
what has changed?
Sit here
what
and make
changed?
Something that happened.
Oh, wait.
About so, something, so that, have, so something that happened during a protest,
willing.
Something that happened in the uh-huh. past.
Okay.
So if you're you willing continue to, believe to interrupt me, we're going to have a problem.
Yeah, we already have one. So you are telling me that you're willing to believe me about my rape back in 2013, but something that you saw on video. You know what? That you know what it's called? Cognitive dissonance, darling. Sorry.
Cognitive dissonance.
Cognitive dissonance. Yes, darling. That's what it's called. So go to the doctor, address it, and then we talk.
All right. We come back from the break. We're going to talk about that. Going to talk about more. Also, someone said to me that, and so I got this, they said, the officer doesn't have to Mirandize you unless the question is related to your accused crime. So they said the officer doesn't have to Mirandize you unless the question is related to your accused crime. And then also.
Is that true?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to put that out there. And then also the next thing is it possible that due to the low staffing of female officers that there were not any. And due to the agitated crowd, the officer frisked you quickly to de-escalate the scene by getting you out of the area. So
you know,
I want to talk about that when we come back from the break. This is Michael Cargill, and you are listening to Come and Talk It.
Hey, this is AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, and you're listening to Come and Talk It with Michael Cargill.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Talk 13-7, the right choice.
We
Welcome back to Come and Talk It. And now here's Michael Cargill.
That's right. We're talking about July the 4th. What happened on Independence Day in Austin, Texas, when protesters were marching down the street and Linda Nuno was actually in one of the vehicles that was set aside to protect the protesters from getting run over by vehicles. And so she was arrested by Austin Police Department. We're talking about that incident, how it unfolded, what happened from her perspective and also from the perspective of the Austin Police Department. Now, Jackie says, I saw the video and the police that did the search, they did her search, did the same thing when she was arrested. And I want to see more than that for a claim of sexual assault. I'm not, you know, she says she's not a racist. She just wants to see a little more. Teresa says, why do protesters need to be protected? Linda's not the APD.
Because they're protesting against the APD.
And Elizabeth,
I can answer that.
Elizabeth says, WTF, wow. A grown woman doesn't call another woman honey. It's immature and condescending.
I missed a lot, dude. What happened?
There's a lot,
man,
going on social media.
Junior peed his pants and I missed everything. All right, so here's
going down on Facebook.
Are we talking about your situation with Officer O'Quinn?
If you guys want to, yeah.
Okay, that's what you said you wanted to talk about that. I wanted to give you guys about a half an hour on that. We only got 10 minutes left. What have you talked about it at all yet?
No, not really.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Let's go talk about it.
Shoot.
Yes, yes.
So, what else do you want me to tell you about the whole case? I have been able to prove that my baby is not his. I have a DNA, self-adjudicated twice.
Think it was your baby?
No, he thought it was his.
He knows.
Hold on. So the officer, okay, let's go back. So tell me about what happened with the actual sexual encounter. How did that come about? And was it consensual?
No, you can't call consensual when you're unconscious. By law, you had to be 17 or above and conscious.
And how otherwise, old were you at the time?
So you're saying you had none.
Oh, no, I was more than old enough, but I wasn't.
So you're saying
it was almost
9 years ago.
And you were on Ambien?
Yes.
From what I understand. Yeah. I did my research.
No kidding.
And this was Officer O'Quinn. You claim he had been stalking you for a period of time.
I don't claim. It's a fact. I have witnesses.
And so you're saying this was unconsensual sex?
Yes.
Okay. And so.
And you were unconscious is what you're saying.
Yeah.
And then you became.
So was he led to believe that your daughter was his daughter?
Because during that time is when I got pregnant, when that encounter happened in the way it happened. So I knew there was a possibility.
Okay.
So who's the father?
Hold on. Let her.
So due to the situation, I just thought that it's in the best interest of my child to have a father. At the time, I'm 33 years old. I haven't been a mom. I always wanted to be a mom.
First time mother.
First time ever. So, of course, I'm thrilled, regardless of the situation. I don't care. I'm going to keep my baby. And
did you think it was his?
I thought that it was a possibility, yes.
Okay. Yeah. And did you verbalize that to him?
Of course. Oh, well, believe me, he knows. Okay. He knows that I was seeing somebody that I've been with for 17 years, on and off, on and off.
So was he pushing the issue that the child could have been his?
Yes.
That's why I'm asking,
how long after the child was born was there a paternity test?
So finally, after he kidnapped my child at 5 months old, out of the daycare, of course, I had to go to the courts in order to get an expedite order. I was granted full custody. And then he forces me to come back to Austin. Once in Austin, he starts making all these allegations that I'm not letting him see her. Although I have all the proof that I was there any hours of the day, just 4 hours a day. The only thing that I wanted, it was that he will not take her, you know, overnight. Then he dragged me back again in court because I started talking to somebody, and Tiffany was already like 3 years old, 3 and a half, 3 years old. It was like she was 3 years old when I started talking to somebody. And he again got into the micromanagement and over possessiveness, and he dragged me to court. So by this time, I'm completely broke. I have spent every single penny I have in order to just escape this man. I tried to give him everything he wanted. You can't appease a bully by submission. Trust me on this one. So if you are there, please, please, women, stand up and say no in time.
Someone is saying that if you want to talk about 2013, let's talk about 2013. But let's not dwell on something that's blatantly false as what you're claiming that happened on July the 14th.
Yeah, it's unrelated. Hold on. People can have their opinion on whether or not she was groped or sexually assaulted by the police on the 4th of July this past, you know, like a week or whatever. I don't even know what day it is, but a couple weeks ago or whatever.
July 4th.
7 years ago is totally we're talking about a different thing. Disregard that. Oh, go ahead.
All right.
Thank you. So I started talking to somebody, and he went again, started sleeping outside the apartment and the parking
lot. So you're saying that there was an APD officer sleeping outside of your apartment. What's the proximity we're talking here? Outside of the windowsill?
No, it's like it's a parking lot, and then there's like a little tiny, you know, hall, and then just a building. So, okay. I don't know.
Do you have evidence of this?
I have witnesses.
You have witnesses. You don't have photographic evidence?
Excuse me?
Witnesses to what?
Excuse me, what?
Witnesses to what?
He's asking if there's a witness to the rape or if there's a witness to him sleeping outside the window.
Right? Outside the window,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, not okay, the rape.
Okay.
Yeah, not the rape. Golly.
We got to ask those hard questions.
Right? Yeah.
I'm sorry. What was the question?
I know I catch you off guard. I apologize.
You said that this officer, you're accusing him of sleeping outside the window of your apartment, correct? And
yes.
This is occurring for years.
Yes.
Now, have you filed any complaint with the Austin Police Department?
I have complained to everybody. Every single institution. As a matter of fact,
You have a copy of the complaint?
No. As a matter of fact, they put a special victim unit investigation, make a deposition for 7 hours. Detective Alson was the one who conducted the investigation.
Okay.
And they were just picking and choosing whatever that were the lesser crimes that he had committed another span of almost 9 years. Not just to me, to my daughter. And they presented whatever pitiful, fraud or forgery.
So you've named the officer. What's the officer's name?
Brian O'Quinn.
No, please.
No?
Okay, yeah.
What's the officer's name?
Is there evidence that you want to present right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I want to present.
We got 2.5
DNA
minutes.
DNA test
saying he's not the father.
Please just cover the names.
Okay.
Just don't release the names.
We don't show the picture.
We can't
show that anyway.
So that's the name.
Well, I'll just read it myself.
My daughter many years later, after my rape, many years later, she make allegations of being touched and robbed. And I have a video of my daughter confronting
0%,
her attacker.
0% yes, paternity.
Sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Continue.
And then my baby confronted her attacker, telling him that he was touching her. And when he touched her, it really hurts.
Was there photographic evidence of this?
Yes, there is.
And it's on your phone?
Yes, yes, sir.
Okay. We got 2 minutes. I want to run through this quickly. I'm sorry.
I beg you to help me. I need
my kid.
My kid
peed his pants. Here's what I got to say. It's not funny.
I need your help.
When I read through these court documents, I read through all this. It's very slanted against you. It looks really bad for you.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it's all accurate. The one thing that stands out to me, and I'm sure you knew I was going to ask you about this, is that they allegedly accuse you of being diagnosed with schizotypical personality disorder.
Yeah.
How do you respond to that?
You know what? That's the biggest joke. I have more than 500 people between friends, family, coworkers. My life is somewhat successful. I can prove anything. On top of that, I pass a mental evaluation, a real mental evaluation, and a
polygraph. Where did they get that accusation?
They can prove anything.
That you're saying they made it up.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. The reason I bring this up is because Officer Brian O'Quinn was also What? Brought up in a story a while back in the arrest of another schizophrenic female that was 21 years old. I apologize. I misspoke. A person that is schizophrenic. So I didn't know if there was a correlation there. That's why I bring it up, because there's body cam footage of this. Are you familiar with this? He's familiar with this. Luke's familiar with this. And the homeowner that found this woman said, hey, you guys didn't need to arrest her. You could have taken her to a mental hospital, because the three officers tackled her to the ground and arrested her. All right, that's what I was getting at. I didn't know if there was a connection or if there's a pattern of behavior involved.
You guys decide on what you want to believe. There's the facts. There's the information. Soak it in. Figure it out. As always, more guns equals less crime. You go out there and you buy yourself a gun. You listen to Come and Talk It with Michael Cargill.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.